Obedience is often spoken of as though it is clean, clear, and resolute, as though choosing what is right brings immediate peace and certainty. It is often presented as though the moment you align your will with God's, everything within you settles into quiet agreement. But there are moments when obedience feels like anything but peace. It feels like loss. It feels like standing in the tension between what your heart has begun to hold and what your spirit knows you must release, with no easy way to reconcile the two. There is no immediate relief when the choice is made. There are experiences that awaken something deep within you. They stir places that have been long silent. What rises is not shallow or fleeting. It cannot be dismissed. It carries weight and meaning. You recognize that something you had once grieved has come alive again. Your heart responds as it was made to respond. It recognizes connection, leans in, and begins, almost without permission, to care. There is no failure in that, and no weakness in feeling deeply when something meaningful crosses your path. The heart was not designed for indifference. It was made for depth, even when that depth requires obedience. It was made to love. But not everything that awakens your heart is meant to remain. This is where obedience begins to cost something real. Sometimes what you must release is not empty or obviously wrong. Sometimes it is something that felt right in a way that is difficult to explain. Something meaningful your heart had begun to hold with care. In those moments, obedience does not feel like victory. It feels like grief. It feels like loosening your grip on something you never thought you would have to let go of. It feels like walking forward while part of you is still reaching back. Sometimes the choice is made, and yet your heart has not caught up. You feel the weight of it most in the quiet, when there is nothing left to distract you. In these spaces, obedience can feel less like following God and more like losing something your heart had begun to call its own. If we are honest, this is the part we do not often say out loud. We speak of obedience as if it always feels right in the moment, as if peace comes quickly. But there is often a space between obedience and peace, and that space can feel heavy and disorienting. Your mind may understand why something must be released, but your heart may still long for it. Your spirit may know the truth, but your emotions may lag, pulling you back toward what you have already laid down. In that tension, it is easy to question yourself. You may wonder whether the pain means you have misunderstood, whether the difficulty means you have missed something, or whether the ache is a sign that you are getting it wrong. But Scripture does not leave room for that conclusion. For example, we read, "The Lord is near the brokenhearted. He saves those crushed in spirit." Psalm 34:18, CSB. God does not distance himself from the places where obedience feels like loss. He does not withdraw when your heart struggles to let go of something it has come to value. Instead, he draws near, not to rush you past pain and not to silence your feelings, but to meet you within them. The presence of pain does not mean God's absence. Often, it is where his nearness is most deeply felt, even if your emotions have not yet found peace. There are moments when you must preach to your own heart, not because you do not know the truth, but because your feelings are louder than your understanding. There are moments when obedience is the last thing you want to choose, when everything in you resists what you know is right. In those moments, you ask God to change your want to help you desire what you cannot on your own. And sometimes, that change does not come all at once. Your heart insists, "This felt right." And your spirit answers, sometimes with quiet strain, "But it is not mine to keep." Your heart says, "This could have been something beautiful." And your spirit responds, "God does not build his plans on what could have been, but on what is surrendered to him." Your heart resists, "I do not want to let this go." And your spirit answers, sometimes more softly but no less firmly, "Trust him with what you cannot hold." There are moments when that internal conversation does not feel steady or resolved, when it breaks in the middle, and you have to return to it later because the ache returns before the peace ever arrives. This kind of obedience is rarely lived out perfectly. There are moments when you feel steady and moments when you feel the pull of what you have already released. At other times, your thoughts drift back without warning, and your emotions refuse to align with what you have already chosen. In these places, obedience is not a single, flawless decision. It is a returning, a choosing again, sometimes minute by minute, when your heart has not yet learned how to rest in what your spirit has already surrendered. Guard your heart above all else, for it is the source of life, Proverbs 4:23, CSB. Guarding your heart is not about shutting it down or refusing to feel. It is about recognizing when something, no matter how meaningful, is not safe for you to continue holding. It is about understanding that not everything that feels like love is meant to stay. Sometimes guarding your heart looks like stepping back from something that stirred you deeply, not because it was meaningless, but because it cannot lead to something whole. It is choosing obedience in the presence of desire, not in the absence of it. If anyone wants to follow after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Luke 9:23, CSB. There are forms of denying yourself that are not obvious to anyone else. They are quiet, internal, and deeply personal. Sometimes they involve releasing something your heart wanted to keep. Carrying your cross in those moments does not look dramatic from the outside. It looks like continuing to walk forward while something inside you aches. Like waking in the early hours with a heaviness in your chest and choosing again to trust God with what you cannot change. It is obedience that no one else sees, but God fully understands. And still, God does not leave you empty. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9, CSB. The space left behind by what you release is not wasted space. It is the very place where God Himself meets you. His grace finds you in the quiet moments when your thoughts begin to wander, in the ache that rises when memory returns uninvited. It steadies what feels unsteady and holds what you cannot. It reminds you that nothing surrendered in obedience is ever lost to Him, even when it still feels like a devastating loss to you. There are places of obedience that feel so deeply personal that you begin to believe no one else could understand them. They unfold quietly, in the thoughts you do not say out loud and the choices no one else sees. You carry the weight of them alone, holding both what you feel and what you know, even when they refuse to settle together. The solitude of it can feel overwhelming, but the truth is, there are more people in that place than you realize. Others sit in that same quiet grief, carrying something they cannot fully explain. They wonder if they are the only ones who feel the cost this deeply. It can feel isolating, as though no one else could understand how something can matter this much and still have to be released. But you are not alone. This does not make you weak. It means you are carrying something that costs you with a heart that is already tired. You are walking through an obedience that costs you something real. Obedience does not always feel like peace at first. Sometimes it feels like loss. But the God who asks you to release what you cannot keep is also the God who holds what you place in His hands. He is not unaware of what it costs you, and He is not indifferent to what you feel. He does not ask you to feel peace before you obey. He asks you to trust Him in the space where peace has not yet come, and He remains there with you until it does. Lord, you see what I have had to release, even when no one else does. You know what it meant, and you understand the weight of letting it go. In the places where obedience feels like loss, draw near to me and steady my heart. Help me to trust you with what I cannot hold, even when my hands still ache from releasing it. And when my heart struggles to want what is right, be patient with me as you reshape what I desire. Guard my heart. Not by closing it, but by placing it safely in your care. Teach me to return to you again and again in obedience, even when it is not perfect and even when it still hurts. And in the space between obedience and peace, remind me that you are already there. In Jesus' name, amen.